This recording, Columbia 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onoroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at Aunt's Old Sioux in a desert district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed off for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itsy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, comma, comma, which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed the battle, the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mr. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
I was born in Colombia, a beautiful country, and my mother, she was living here from 30 years ago, so I decided to change my place, my country, with my family also. I came here from my with my family to get more opportunities, to learn new languages. Right now, I'm trying to learn English to speak in an academic way, a good way. And also, I'm learning Portuguese. I love different languages, different cultures, and I'm happy in El Museo del Barrio, because I can also be involved in different cultures from Latin America and the entire world. Also, people who are coming here, they come from Europe, from Australia, different parts of the world. My experience here has been very grateful and happy every day to know, to learn different things around me, the subway,
street. New York is a, you know, a huge place. And I can find everything here. I can have restaurants, clubs, culture, different ballet shows. I love everything like that.